Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to our producer, Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, and how about yourself?
Pretty well. Can't complain.
Well, who would listen, right? That's usually what happens with me anyways. No, we all have been facing really some bizarre and out of the ordinary situations and circumstances. And I think although times have been trying, life does go on, right? During this time of unrest, uneasiness, and unpredictable situations, we find ourselves unsure. And I know many of us, including myself, have felt, well, off. You know, we've gotten out of our rhythm or away from our normal routines. And I really think in this season of our lives, it's brought us new challenges, but the solutions in most cases are really well known to us. And I would think with a back to school season coming right up or right around the corner, and or really maybe have already begun, what better time to get back to the basics? You know, taking time to look within and become balanced in all aspects of our lives. It's really a great time to evaluate the way we are living and take time to look at our whole selves. And it's time for us to get back to those basics and concentrate on what really matters. No matter where we are in our lives, I believe we can all benefit from really going back and resetting. So let's think about it. What is more basic than a wheel? After all, the saying goes, why reinvent the wheel? So if you think about it, a wheel is round, it's continuous, it's basic, right? The shape of a circle is very basic. So think of a balance wheel or a balance. It's a timekeeping device used in mechanical watches and some clocks, similar to that of a pendulum and a pendulum clock. Now, it is a weighted wheel that rotates back and forth, being returned toward its center position. And that's what we need to do, is get back to that center position. And it's really that same concept used in a tool known as the wellness wheel. So when we're thinking about getting back to basics so that we're not feeling off, this is a wonderful tool, the wellness wheel. Dr. Bill Hettler, co-founder of the National Wellness Institute, first introduced this concept in 1976. And it was based on the principle that humans could live better, healthier lives if they paid attention to balance and awareness in the various aspects and areas of their lives. It is this concept, and really a nod to my father, why I named my business Balance Symmetry. Balance and symmetry in all areas of your life, simply mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And the tree, T-R-E-E, for my love of trees, and a nod to my father, who was an arborist. So, balanced symmetry. But back to the balance wheel. Dr. Hettler created a model known as the six dimensions of wellness, the first example of the wellness wheel. So, Zach, have you ever heard of the tool, a wellness wheel?
I don't think I have, actually.
So think about it. It's a simple model. It had six separate sections, each containing a different aspect of life. The diagram really helps to visualize the fact that all these aspects are joined in some way, each of them having an effect on our lives, with us at the center. So in his model, the six dimensions were emotional, occupational, physical, social, intellectual, spiritual, and emotional. Oh, I already said emotional, but those areas all affect our lives, right? So maybe if you're having a bad day at home, Zach, does that sometimes filter off over into your job? or if you're physically not feeling well, how does that affect you socially? You know, that's the kind of concept that we're looking at. More recently, other wills have been really devised containing as few as 4 sections, and I've seen up to as many as double digits. Typically, you'll see around 7 to 9 main sections, each one relating to a major area of our lives. So some examples, just like the 6 dimensions in the original model: emotional, environmental, intellectual, social, financial, spiritual, physical, and occupational. Now, you can create the areas that work the best for you. So maybe you want to put in some other things like personal, or you want to put in some more detailed areas. That is up to you. But the most important is that center. And at the center of this wheel is you, the individual, with all the facets radiating around you. To really achieve true wellness, each of the aspects need to be carefully balanced. So we'll go back to that concept of the wheel. Think of a wheel of a bicycle. If you attached a weight to the edge, the whole thing is out of balance. Think of it if you have a flat tire, how it kind of wobbles, right? So if you try to ride on it, you'd soon discover the effects. After wobbling about, you would most likely be thrown off, or it would just stop. Or like if you put a stick in a spoke, it's going to not go. Something's going to get thrown off. Just as when you have one area of your life is neglected, it can become a burden, really weighing you down or throwing you off balance. If it left it unchecked or unchanged, it could bring all kinds of problems, whether that's physical health, your mental health, emotional health, or spiritual health. So this concept of the wellness wheel is really a trick to getting back to those basics. So how does it work? Really, the theory is simple. Balance the different areas of your life and you'll start to find your life will improve. Sounds pretty easy, right? It's a bit more complicated than that. Wellness isn't just about not getting sick, right? Or not being ill. It's about making the most of your life. It's about living life to the fullest and maintaining positive activity to keep us healthy and happy. And that happiness starts with you and what you're doing, right? What you feed your mind, body, and soul. And when I say feed, that's not just eating, not just nutrition. It's what you're watching, what you're reading, what you're absorbing around you. It is a fact that the place where you find yourself today is a result of the decisions you've made so far in life. And that might be scary for some. And you might see people who've had a really horrible upbringing, but they have had wonderful successes. That's because that's the decisions that they have made as their life goes on. There may well be some negativity involved, and that's really just a fact of life. But you want your future to go, right? Where do you want to be in 2 months, in 5 years, in 10 years? What decisions can you make now that will improve your health and well-being? And that's where this getting back to basics of the wellness wheel can help. The wheel encourages you to reflect on your life and your decisions, really relating to the categories in each of the separate segments. So what you do is you then set goals for yourself, each designed to bring about that balance. So remember, all of these different aspects are a part of you and a part of your life. Perhaps they seem disconnected, but they really all begin and end with you. And your happiness depends on that being balanced. Wellness is being able to create a well-rounded and balanced lifestyle. So think about it. The intent is to complete the wellness wheel, marking where you believe you are at a given time. So let's say I do this today and I'm looking at my physical health. Maybe I'm looking at my emotional health, my mental health, my spiritual, my occupational. I'm going to mark it, and you're going to see on the outside is where you're maybe the highest. The outer section is your highest balance. The center is average. And as you get closer to the center of it, you're more weaker, you're more out of balance, because you're going to want to round out that wheel. So you can complete it once, but that's not enough. You need to reflect on it. You know, what section of your wheel is too high or too low? What may be going on in your life right now? Did really anything surprise you as you did this? You know, it's best to get into a routine of completing the tool. Different seasons bring different balance. And then you can see if there's a pattern. So for example, what I've been doing for the past couple of years is I do it monthly. It's kind of part of my monthly goals. I do that to see, where am I at? Am I too heavy on the physical? Am I working out too much? Am I trying to really focus on that physical aspect to the detriment of maybe my social life? Where are you out of sync? And as you go through and you do this repeatedly, you will find trends. I've had a client who sees trends in the winter. Her emotional and mental health seems to be worse in the winter months, in the colder months. She talked to a professional about it with regards to the seasonal affective disorder, and she found that's what she had. So you can find these little patterns and routines. And I think that's what's really important. It's getting back to the basics. Just like we've talked in other podcasts about journaling, keeping that information so that you can, physically see it, so you can go back and reflect on it and do that inner work to see what you need to change. I give an example of a CPA at times. So during tax season, this individual may be doing a lot of work. Their focus is on their occupational. So they might be not having as much of a social life. But that's going to happen, right? You're going to have seasons in your life where one area is going to be stronger and the other area is going to be weaker. It's just a matter of, are you consistently like that, or is it because it's a season in your life? So again, you want to complete the wellness wheel, you want to reflect on it, and you want to repeat it on a regular basis. So are you interested in receiving a sample wellness wheel? If so, send me a message at balancedsymmetry@gmail.com. That's balancedsymmetree@gmail.com. Include your name and your email address, and then the subject line, put wellness wheel. I'll send you off a template. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into mental and emotional well-being areas of the wellness wheel. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. During the last segment, we talked about the wellness wheel and how you can use this tool to get back to basics, to reset. So remember, if you would like a copy of the Wellness Wheel worksheet, email me your name and email address with the subject line of Wellness Wheel, and I will send you a copy out. Send your request to Balanced Symmetry, that's BalancedSymmetree, @gmail.com. BalancedSymmetree@gmail.com. So during this segment, I'd like to talk about mental and emotional well-being as one of the kind of spokes on this wheel. And again, you can create as many spokes, but I want to really get into mental and emotional well-being because that can affect a lot of different spokes, whether that's occupational, whether that's physical, and we really need to focus on a lot of those areas. So mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It really affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, how we relate to others, and make choices. And it's really an important aspect, an important part of our health at every stage of our life, from childhood, adolescence, and on into adulthood. It doesn't stop. It doesn't discriminate. There's no age discrimination there. So mental health is really an important part of that healthy, balanced life. And according to NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness, 1 in 5 Americans experience mental health issues, which translates to over 40 million adults a year. That's a staggering number. So those who might feel that they're alone in their mental health, you truly aren't. Now, our mental health encompasses our psychological, emotional, and that social well-being. It means it impacts how we really feel and behave each day. And it also contributes to our decision-making process and how we cope with stress. But why is it important, right? Why is that emotional and mental health important? It's important because it's that vital part of the life and it impacts the thoughts, behaviors, and emotions. So you might be thinking a negative thought and that's going to help maybe not do something that you could or you should. Being healthy emotionally can promote productivity and effectiveness in work, school, caregiving, and it's really that healthy part of a relationship and allows you to adapt to changes in your life and cope with adversity. And that's really important, not just now during these weird times that we're experiencing right now, but in everyday life. So what are some ways that we can improve our emotional and mental health every day? So there are steps you can take to improve each and every day, and it's small things like exercising, eating a balanced and healthy meals, opening up to other people about your life, taking a break when you need to, remembering something you are grateful for, and getting a good night's sleep can all help that emotional health. Because if we are off balance, many times those items are all affected. But when's a good time to reach out for help? You know, issues related to mental health can impact different people in different ways. And if you start to see changes in your overall happiness and relationships, it's always good to get support. So here are some ways you can get help. Connect with other individuals, families, and friends. Reaching out and opening up to other people in your life can help to provide that emotional support that you might need. You know, many times people don't know you're suffering if you're really good at hiding it. You know, learn more about mental health. There are so many resources that you can turn to learn more. There's NAMI, as we talked about before, the National Institute of Mental Health, Anxiety and Depression Association of America, Psychology Today. There's a lot of different things that you could go out there and just do some research on. You know, talk to a professional. You know, if you start feel like your emotional health is starting to impact you and you believe that you might have some mental health issues, it may be time to reach out for that extra support. And that is where that is not a sign of weakness. If I can say nothing else, and if you get nothing out of this podcast today, is to understand that reaching out for help or having a mental health disorder is not a weakness. I say lastly, you can learn about taking care of your mental health by just talking about it, right? Reach out, connect with family and friends, talk to a professional, learn more, educate yourself. And you may not have it for yourself. I think just in general, educate yourself so that you can help others. So you might have heard the terms mental health and emotional health used interchangeably. And you might have even used them synonymously yourself. And that's one thing that I was doing a little bit earlier. But they can be very different. So the phrase mental health is used every day, from being the subject of news reports to coming up in casual conversation. But do you know what mental health actually means? Right? So mental health influences your thoughts and actions and really covers three main types of well-being: your psychological, social, and emotional. You know, the status of your mental health can affect many different areas of your life, as we talked about earlier. And there are a wide range of symptoms associated with mental health problems, including severe mood changes in mood, feeling a lack of energy, overeating or undereating, insomnia or excessive sleeping, or perhaps increased use of drugs and alcohol. So by different definition from an emotional health, like mental health, the phrase emotional health can easily be used in conversation. But emotional health is having both an awareness of your emotions and the ability to manage and express those feelings in an age-appropriate manner. There are no instant fixes for bettering your emotional health, but you can take steps to improve it. So you can try to identify the positive situations and work on developing your strengths instead of focusing on any perceived weaknesses. So one of the things I want to talk about is the differences. So while mental and emotional health are similar in some respects, it's important to remember that the terms are different. And there's differences that separate mental health from emotional. And the first difference that I want to really talk about is processing information versus expressing emotion. So part of mental health is how well your mind processes and understands information and experiences. Where in contrast, emotional health involves your ability to manage and express the emotions that arise from what you have learned and experienced. So very much differences, right? The mental health is how your mind processes. Emotional health is how you express it. The second difference is one can thrive while the other struggle, right? An important distinction between mental and emotional health is that you can experience mental health issues while maintaining good emotional health. And really vice versa. So an example, while struggling with mental health problems like having little energy for daily tasks, you can still exhibit emotional health by finding effective ways to manage that lack of energy, right? So they can be mutually exclusive. You can struggle with mental health and still have a good emotional health, or you could struggle with emotional health but still have good mental health. And the third difference, the scope of the two terms. Mental health is not only about how well you understand and process what you experience. It also includes your ability to carefully reason through decisions and maintain a steady, focused attention span. The wide scope of mental health puts it in sharp contrast to emotional health, which really has more focused definition of actively understanding and managing your emotions. You know, your mental and emotional well-being, when not cared for, it can make you feel out of balance. So we really need to take the time to ensure you're taking care of both. Some ways that we can work on taking care of our mental and emotional health, and really how we know it starts getting out of whack, is if we have a lot more people maybe saying, "Are you okay?" Or "You seem out of sorts." Or "Do you find yourself maybe crying at the tissue commercial that you saw on TV?" Or "You're over emotional from a song." What are you doing then to look at how can I take advantage of some of these techniques? Do I need to get more sleep, right? Do I need to eat better? Because everything, just like we talked about earlier, every spoke is an important part of that wheel. Are there other things that are happening that are going to be affecting your mental and emotional health? Take time to look at those and see what you can do to adjust it. And as always, reach out for help and support to your loved ones. Don't be afraid to ask for that help. Don't be afraid to admit that there is something wrong. That's how changes start. That's how we begin to go through our journey. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to get into discussing physical well-being aspect of the wellness wheel. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. In our first two segments, we discuss finding balance through the use of the tool, a wellness wheel. And we talked about mental and emotional well-being, as well as tips to achieve both. So what I wanted to talk about now is physical well-being, right? And if you want to get a copy of a wellness wheel worksheet, just email me your name, email address, with the subject line of wellness wheel, and I will send you a copy out. Send your request to balancedsymmetry@gmail.com. That's balancedsymmetree@gmail.com for a copy of your wellness wheel. So one of the spokes on our wellness wheel is that of physical well-being. And physical well-being is really critical for the overall well-being, and it's the most visible of the various dimensions of health. So we talked about the other dimensions like social, intellectual, emotional, spiritual, environmental. You know, some of the most obvious and serious signs that we are unhealthy appear physically. Right? If you've got a common cold, you've got an injury, you've got an illness or a disease, a lot of times people will see that first. And many of the other spokes lead to problems with your physical health. And so one of the reasons why this is so important, why this tool to look at all your areas, to keep all your areas balanced, is because they're all connected, right? You are that center and they're all intertwined. So if you only look at one area and don't look at the whole wheel, you're not going to make yourself balanced and you're still going to face problems, whether that is physical, that's mental, that's emotional, that's spiritual. So the physical aspect of it, though, what is it? What is physical health? So you might have heard traditional definitions of physical health really prior to the onset of modern medicine would have considered someone physically healthy if he or she was not stricken with a serious illness. I'd say looking more into the modern age and with medical innovations, we've had longer lifespans and really, I think, have changed that definition. And now we consider everything ranging from the absence of disease to your fitness level as physical health. And I think while physical health consists of many components, the really key areas that I want to talk about are physical activity, which includes strength, flexibility, and endurance, nutrition and diet, which is really your nutrient intake, your fluid intake, your healthy digestion, the use of alcohol and drugs, right? Is that abstinence or from the reduced consumption of some substances? Medical self-care, right? So are you getting checkups on a regular basis? Are you seeking, whether that's Western or Eastern medicine, what are you doing from a medical self-care? Rest and sleep. Are we making sure that we are actually sleeping, relaxing, and getting the quality of both? And really, that's what we're going to look at of all the components of the physical health. So if we look at this physical health and address it through lifestyle choices, let's first start with our physical activity. So most healthy adults and children should be active on a daily basis. And you want to make it more of a mixture of leisurely physical activity and structured. So it could be something, a leisurely activity as maybe doing gardening or biking or walking, and maybe more of a structured activity like strength training, running, and sports. So really, you want to maintain some sort of physical activity. This physical activity is not only good from a keeping you boosted, right, with emotional and mental, it helps with that, but also your cardiovascular health. So making sure that you are getting the recommended dosage based on your gender, your age, any physical ailments that you may have, making sure you get that both leisurely physical activity and that structured exercise. And as with any new workout or physical program, always consult your physician to make sure that you are doing the best for you in the time that you're in. The other one is nutrition and diet. That well-balanced diet really needs to contain carbohydrates, protein, fats, vitamins, and minerals. We want to really be careful with restricting what we put in to our body. Of course, that might be necessary depending on your health needs or restrictions, if you have allergies or if you have a gluten intolerance or any sort of special disease. But if you restrict anything too much, you're going to start getting off balance. The other on nutrition and diet is that fluid, right? That the water intake. And that's where a lot of us sometimes don't realize we're not getting enough nice, clean water, right? The removal of flavored sodas, coffee, teas, while when they're done in moderation is fine, but if we do too much and we do not compensate that with proper water intake, we can find ourselves dehydrated, which is going to lead us to additional physical ailments. And making sure that you're doing your meals and snacks really throughout the day in nice small portion sizes in a sensible manner. So again, you have physical activity, you've got your nutrition and diet. And then also, how about alcohol and drugs? So substances that alter mood or other bodily processes really need to be limited or avoided. They have addictive tendencies and could cause other health risks. So we want to make sure that what are you doing and then what are you putting in your body that's going to maintain and sustain you. And then medical self-care. You know, you have your basic items that we work with every day. So are you having proper cleanliness? Are you keeping your surfaces clean? Are you taking over-the-counter medications? Do you find yourself taking over-the-counter medications every day besides a vitamin or a supplement? You know, are you looking at taking pain relievers over-the-counter or otherwise prescribed? What do we need to do and talk to a medical professional and making sure that we are addressing ailments in a properly timed manner? If it's something that goes on for a long time, do we need to reevaluate what we're doing? And whether that is going to a regular physician for self-care, if that's going to whatever you believe in, you need to take time to maybe seek out a professional for those routine exams. We talked about it earlier, rest and sleep. While regular activity is essential for physical health, allowing that body to rest is just an important part. So don't go out and do 7 days a week going full on all the time. Your body needs rest. If it doesn't get rest, it will force you to rest in ways that are not good for you. You know, so spending time relaxing, taking short naps, anything like that, that really rejuvenates your body. And you want to make sure you're trying to get some of that sleep in a nice, quiet, dark environment. And of course, depending on your age and maybe the stress your body is under, that's typically around 7 to 9 hours. And be consistent with your sleep. If you sleep for 4 hours and the next day you sleep for 16 hours, your body can't adjust to that. So be consistent in your sleep patterns. So there are many different things that we can do to maintain our physical health. So Zach, let me ask you, in what ways do you work on your physical health?
Well, I'm definitely very conscious of what I eat. I was raised by a university fitness instructor, actually. I also am very big on running, although I've unfortunately been out of commission for a couple weeks with a rolled ankle.
Ooh. So in that case, right now you're out of your norms. What are some things that you can pick up to make sure that you're continuing to maintain that physical activity?
I've been hopping on the bicycle, actually, riding around the lake, just trying to do something low impact for my ankle there.
That's perfect. No, and I think we need to look back, because I know I wasn't doing, I was a big gym person. I liked to go to the gym. Even if I worked out by myself, I felt like I was with people because there were other people there, right? Or I could ask a question. If I wanted to try a new machine, chances are there was somebody there that could help me with it. So when COVID struck and fitness centers closed down, I had to get back to basics, right? Okay, what can I do in my house if I don't have equipment? And luckily, I have a lot of free weights and kettlebells and ropes and all that, but what could I do to get back to the basics, right? So I was doing good old calisthenics. I was doing jumping jacks. I was doing jump rope, things to increase my cardiovascular. And then I had a lot of free weights. So I was doing free weights. And then when it became really hot here, I kind of moved a lot of more things indoors, and I can get very bored doing treadmill or elliptical because I'm not physically going someplace. And so I started, okay, what can I put on the TV that will keep my interest and keep me moving? So we have to sometimes come up with other options and making sure that I'm also getting proper rest and proper sleep. I think especially younger adults tend to maybe stay up really, really late on the weekends, and then they're wondering why their body's not readjusting on Mondays and Tuesdays and they're feeling sluggish. It's maintaining that consistency. So how would you maintain your consistency if you couldn't ride your bike? Let's say, you know, you're in a very rainy climate. What if you couldn't ride your bike outside? What would be another option for you to do, Zach?
Thinking about that, I have some free weights in the basement. I think that would be a good option.
Good. Now, are you good with your medical self-care? You're a young man. Are you going to a doctor regularly?
I am also a bit of a hypochondriac, so I'm definitely on top of that.
That's good. That's good to hear. I know there that is a problem, not to stereotype, of course, but sometimes men are not the best about going to the doctor on a regular basis. You know, so again, whatever your form of self-care, medical self-care is, just be consistent with it. Make sure that you are seeking that professional. Just like with any mental or emotional health, you want to make sure that you are doing something in a routine basis. So I, again, it's really important because you may find that your physical well-being is something more serious, right? It could be an illness or disease that you didn't even know. But you could also find out as you're going through your journey on physical health and well-being is that it's affected by something else on that wheel, that it's a spoke that's out of whack, that's making you physically ill. So we need to make sure that we're aware of it. And that's why being balanced and looking at all the different dimensions is so important. Because again, they are all interconnected and you, your happiness, your wellness is at the center of this. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll wrap up our discussion on getting back to basics with the spiritual well-being spoke of the wellness wheel. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine. Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips, special events, and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. We've been talking about just a few ways to get back to the basics with the spokes of the wellness wheel. So remember, if you would like to get a copy of the Wellness Wheel worksheet, email me your name and address with a subject line of Wellness Wheel, and I will send you out a copy. Send your request to Balanced Symmetry, that's BalancedSymmetree, at gmail.com for your copy of the Wellness Wheel worksheet. So this segment, we're going to get into the spiritual element of wellness. And really, in my opinion, it can be the most personal piece of the puzzle when trying to place all the dimensions of wellness together. So generally, people like to live a life with meaning and purpose. When these goals are met, it puts harmony in one's life and the others they surround themselves with. So what can you do to improve your spiritual wellness? You know, it's best to figure out what techniques work for you. So these are just examples. Spiritual wellness involves one's values, beliefs, and purpose, and it can be achieved in a number of different ways. And I would say the key component here is spiritual wellness isn't just religion, right? That might be an aspect of it, but it's more than that. So I would say the first would be explore your spiritual core. And what I mean that by that is exploring your spiritual core is asking yourself questions about the person you are and the person you want to be, and your meaning. So ask yourself, quite literally, who am I? What is my purpose? What do I value most? You know, these sort of questions will lead you down a road where you'll be able to think more in depth about yourself and allow you to notice things about yourself that will help you achieve that fulfillment. So really look at, what are my values? What are my ways of living that I want to pursue? And the second would be look for deeper meanings. Look for deeper meanings in your life and really analyze the reoccurring patterns, because that will help you see that you have control over your destiny. Being aware of this can really help you achieve a happy and healthy life. So look deeper. Do that work. Look within. Number three would be to get it out, right? Expressing what is on your mind will help you maintain a focused mind. And really, after a long day or a significant event, sometimes you feel confused and you're not really able to make sense of your feelings. So by writing them down, we talked about journaling in past episodes, great way to really get those thoughts and those feelings out. It leads to spiritual awakenings. You know, you may be able to think clearer and move forward. So again, explore your spiritual core, look for deeper meanings, and really get out those feelings. Number four, and I love this, and this might not be for everybody, but try yoga. Really, it's a physical technique, so you're getting that physical aspect of your wheel, but it helps to improve your spiritual wellness by reducing emotional and physical strains on your mind and body. And there's so many different forms of yoga. It's taught really at all different levels, and all different ages and all different abilities. And it can help lower stress. It helps boost the immune system. It can help lower blood pressure, as well as reduce anxiety, depression, fatigue, and insomnia. So not is it only great for your spiritual health, but it has so many other components on your wellness wheel that it will help with. I know it might be a little bit hard right now, but a fifth technique is travel. Taking time for yourself to travel to a comforting place or somewhere new, it can do such wonders for your mind. I know this is something that I have been so off balanced. I love to travel, even if it is around locally, right? Try new places. There's always something new in your community that you probably haven't tried yet. But to be able to go into different cultures, go into new places and experiencing new things, because when you are at a place where your mind can keep out distractions and help you reflect and rest, you have a better connection with yourself. And that helps you spiritually. It allows you to really weed out all the stressors and set your mind on the right path for that overall wellness. You think about it. Some activities to take part in on a trip can be the exercising, can be sightseeing. So not only are you learning and experiencing something new, because chances are you're going to find out something new about yourself through this experience, but if you're walking, you're getting exercise. If you're getting enough exercise, chances are you're going to sleep better. So there's so many elements in travel that really can expand your horizons. Number six, and this is good for your spirituality and just your overall perspective, is think positively. You know, once you start viewing things in your life in a positive manner, you'll find yourself thinking differently and really refocusing your mind to a happy, healthy place. When you eliminate that negativity and reframe how you think of certain things and situations, you'll notice yourself being more relaxed. So it's a mindset shift. Not everything is going to come up roses, but it's how you react to them, how you turn it into a learning opportunity that makes it positive. And number seven, which I think is so, so important, even if it's for 2 minutes a day, is take that time to meditate. You know, so while managing your time and daily activities can be really hard, it's a crucial to devote time to connecting to yourself. You know, whether that's in the morning when you wake up, whether that's after a tough meeting, or before you go to sleep, as little as 2 minutes is beneficial. If you can take 5 to 10 minutes a day to meditate, even better. But make time to fit in meditation. And it could be anything from a guided meditation, there are so many apps out there, to a walking meditation, to a simple, quiet meditation. But fitting meditation and relaxation into your lifestyle will really free your mind and foster a stronger relationship with your spiritual wellness. And I would say number eight is connect again with whatever that higher power is that you practice. Whether that's religion, whether that's nature, getting yourself connected into nature also helps your spirituality. So taking that time to express what you need, getting outside, being able to connect with others with similar likenesses and desires will also make you awake your spiritual energy. So when doing any inner work and getting yourself reset, it takes time. It takes consistency, and really you need to be prepared to perhaps see something that you do not like and the willingness to change it. Take time to evaluate your habits. This will not happen overnight. You need to be patient with yourself and truly trust the process. So it is important when you're doing any sort of wellness wheel, and remember, if you would like a copy of the wellness wheel worksheet, just email me your name and address with a subject line of wellness wheel, and I will send you a copy out. Don't do this once and be done with it. Make it a habit. See where you're off balance. It might seem obvious that if you're spending too much time working out and ignoring your work responsibilities or family responsibilities, that you're going to be off balance. But many times people don't see that. They don't see what's right in front of them, right? They don't see the forest between the trees. I probably said that wrong, but you don't always see until you actually put it down on paper. So take the time, trust the process, and enjoy your journey. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific time right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? One that is balanced mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in letting go of those things that no longer serve you, the thoughts and ideas that are holding you back. It will assist you in loving yourself fully in order to love others as well as in achieving your goals and moving forward to live life to its fullest. Go to getrootedradio.com, The Rooted Life tab, to learn more about the 12-week series, to register or get that free Empower Hour. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day. I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.